In agricultural news, we're still awaiting word from a BSC laboratory in Weybridge, England, regarding a U.S. meat sample once tested and believed negative for mad cow disease. The November 2004 rapid test produced an inconclusive result for BSC. An immunohistochemistry test at USDA's main laboratory in Ames, Iowa, came up negative for BSC. But USDA's Inspector General later decided to retest that sample using the Western blot method. USDA says that test came back as a weak positive for BSC. USDA Secretary Mike Johans.
The Inspector General, in reviewing our surveillance system that we have in place, decided to retest with a second confirmatory test, which is called the Western blot. We have received test results showing a positive on one animal for the Western blot.
USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Deputy Director John Clifford says conflicting tests are not uncommon in Europe. Clifford says the sample retested last week with the Western blot may be such a case, but USDA doesn't know yet.
The reason we're sending this to Weybridge is because we feel this is an unusual case, and we'd like to have the assistance of an internationally recognized laboratory for BSE. We have not confirmed a case of BSE in the U.S. at this time. We're going to do further analysis and study on this. I'd also like to state for the audience there is such a thing in Europe that is called atypical BSE, which there's a lot of information and data that is still needed out there. And in those particular cases, you've had where an IHC has been negative and a Western blot been positive.
And Johans adds the conflicting tests don't mean the IHC test is obsolete or that USDA will move to the Western blot test in the future.
I believe, at the risk of talking for scientists, that you'd get a pretty lively debate about what test is best, under what circumstances is it best. I do know this, that the IHC test is recognized by the OIE. It's an accepted test. It's a test that we have employed, and we're not alone. Other parts of the world do. We would never make a decision about changing protocol in a knee-jerk sort of way.
USDA officials said the agency would release full details on the animal only if it was proven to be BSE positive by ongoing testing. Again, John Clifford.
What I can say, though, is that at this time we would have no information that it was an imported animal. Also, that the animal was an aged animal. It was getting up in age and was a beef breed. That's what we're willing to release at this time.
RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard said in a statement, the conflicting test results prove USDA's science on BSE still is not sufficient to guarantee the safety of U.S. consumers and cattle if the border to Canada is reopened. But Johans disagrees. He says even though the Inspector General's Western blot test may ultimately show USDA missed identifying a BSE-positive animal for 8 months, the international community won't lose faith in the agency's BSE prevention and mitigation efforts.
In terms of the confidence of the international community, I believe they look to us as leaders. Not only are we aggressive when it comes to this disease, we quite honestly don't leave any stone unturned in terms of our efforts to make sure that we're proceeding along the right pathway.
If the British lab confirms the positive test result, it would be the nation's second confirmed case of mad cow disease. The first confirmed case was found in December of 2003 in Washington State in a dairy cow that had been fed in Canada.